Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer Einaya, Agadas Maseches Shabbos. And Daf Shabbos, Daf Kuf Dalet, the Shir should be a special schus name Yosef Tzion Glan Gabriela Mata Ben Vora, Arele Ben Fega Lea, and Moshe Rebesh Nerai Sel Moshe Mordechai, and now Krat Kishli Tam Chol Anuva Meleem. And Leinish Mitzmar Seseh Bet Shemar Tzchanes Gunnar Tzchanes Vav Meivzer, Vizol Zenzer Shemar Yosef, Shemar Pinchas, בן רבי יעקב צבי, נחגד הבת חיים צריך לצער לבית, בכל יום לא רואה צריך לצער. And the Gemara says, אמר לרבי, רבנה לרבי ישוב בן לבי, עשה דעתי כי ידנה לבי מדרש, אמרו ממילי אפילו מיישוב בן לן, לא יתמר כבסיו. The sages said to Yeshua ben Levi, young students came today to the Beis Medrash and said things that likely which were not even said in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. This little Cheder Yinglach said as follows, that they hadn't even heard from the time of Yeshua ben Nun. Aleph Beis, Aleph Bina. Gimel Dali, Gimel Dalim. Aleph Beis means, Aleph means to learn. Beis means Bina, wisdom. Gimel Dali is Gimel Dalim. Gimel, Aleph is Aleph, learn. Beis is Bina. Gimel Dali is Gimel, they're learning the letters. Gimel Dalim. My time, Pshuta Kari, the Gimel Agabi Dalit, Shkin Daku Shagoy Machasad, and Lord Tzacha Dalim. My time, Pshuta Zari, the Kari, the Dalit, Lagabi Gimel, the Limsi Le Navshe. My time had the rapid the dalad mi gimel, the itin lebet sina ki echad lelichs of mine. So why is the leg of the gimel extended towards the dalad? Because it is the manner of one who bestows loving kindness to pursue the poor. It has to be a roi dev chesed. And why is the leg of the dalad extended towards the gimel? So that the poor person will make himself available to him wants to give tzedakah. But why does the dalad face away from the gimel? It is to teach that once you give tzedakah discreetly, so the poor person won't be embarrassed. It says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu omed al nekuda. Lama katuv po yesh kol kach hareh lomar po rabotai olamot olamot. Lama katuv po Rabbi Yeshua ben Nun. Ma ech Yeshua ben Nun kashur po lasipur. Ze masbir Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Moran Rav Zatzal. Kol pam shelomdim ito ze mashu. Tamid yesh lo mabat mechudash, mabat. מאיר עיניים. אומר רב, הופעות הרוחניות ישנן שהן במידות שונות, מהן גדולות ומהן קטנות, אבל כולם נחלקות לשתי מחלקות כלליות, שהן בתכונה מקורית או בתכונה הסתעפותית. The spiritual phenomenon that have different measures, some large, some small, but they all are broken up into two basic categories. Either it is original, or it branches off something else. It lacks originality because it branches off, it receives from somewhere else. Ze tchuna mikorit, ze tchuna histafutit, mikorit, original. Hista, even though it's an interesting word, mikorit, mikori, makor means source. Mikori means original. If you're original, it means you don't have a source. So I heard from Radari, it's a yortzeit in a few days. The greatest source, the greatest originality is finding something in the sources that nobody ever saw. A kopanim, the tchunam mikorit is being original, and his stafutit is being branched off. So those are the two categories of spiritual phenomenon. V'yachol ha-davar liyot she'atchunah is stafutit tia gdola mod b'elka, v'atchunah mikorit tia ktana. V'chol zot elcha mikori unotin chashivut, גם לדבר הקטן. מפני אותו יתרון שדבר הוא מקורי. It could very well be that the תכונה הסתעפותית, what branches off, will be very great in its value, and the original quality will be small. And nevertheless, the value of the original gives importance even to something small. Because it's original. I must interject here with a beautiful idea of Maran Avraham Hutner, Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, שהיה תלמיד של Maran Rav Kook. והרב אמר that when you have water that's in a pit, then it's you need 40 se'ah to be metayer. But if it's flowing water, then a mashu is enough. You don't need 40 sa'ah. Because this inyan of being a novea that it's constantly bringing in new water. It's constantly refreshing itself. It's so great that even a small amount is metayer. That's when the quality of originality, whereas when someone is taken from someone else, there you need more of a shear. There you need 40 sa'ah. That's water that that gathered in a pit. But if it's original, then a mashiv is enough. You don't need 40 sa'ah for tahara. So here also the Rebbe is saying that makarius is mashiv ma'od mod miyuchat. Even though it might be a small matter, but the fact that it's mikori gives it chashivus. V'kasher p'nei Moshe k'p'nei chama shu yisod ha'ori ha'mikori u'p'nei Yehoshua k'p'nei levana shu ha'yisod ha'hista'afuti. Al ken, kol ota ha'gdula shel hofa'at ha'kodesh shebimei Yehoshua bin Nun hi gadlut hista'afutit. Since the face of Moshe was like the face of the sun, which is the original light, and the face of Yehoshua was like the face of the moon, which is received light, which is branched off, which is not original. Ze ma'amal chazal, ma'od yadua, ayin bava batra, ayin ha'amud alef, ze mitzutat alfei pa'amim basfarim, ma'od ma'od le'nafotz, that the face of Moshe was like the sun, and the face of Yehoshua was like the moon. So the Rav, in his brilliance, makes the association that when we're talking about Yehoshua here, we're talking about being a makabel, receiving, being a receiver. That's how Yehoshua fits in over here. Ve'ela hadaldiki, and these kindalach, these children, in kol ma she'adayin lo kiblu chokhma v'dat merabotehem, mipnei hayaldut shelahem, hayu ba'alei kishronot mikoriyim, ad she'nitgalta behem, in kol hazi'irut shel ha'inyanim, with all that they had yet not yet received chachm and das from their teachers because of their youth, but they were original until it was revealed in them. This originality, with all of these small inyanim, and this was greater in a sense than anything that was seen in the time of Yehoshua bin Nun. You're right, they're only small. They only have small hasagas, but they're original. There was a great guy who was nifter about 10 years ago, really one of the Gedolei Hador, a Gaon Rav Nassim Gishtetner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And he wrote, I think, close to 200 Sfarim. And they have a whole machon, an institute that's publishing them one by one. Some of them are very thick. And he has on everything. He has on, I don't want to say everything, but he has about 15, 16 volumes of Chuvis. I haven't seen the 16th. I actually went to his house to buy the 15th. And he has a very thick sefer on Maseches Bava Metzia, another one on Maseches Sukkah. And they came out, the Machon came out with Maseches Kedushin, Maseches Gittin, Maseches Bava Kamo. He has an Hilchas Psulei HaMukdoshim, a whole sefer. He has a lot on Pirkei Avos, and the Moadim, and the Parish, of course, Divrei Agada, Divrei Halacha, Lomdus, Halacha Lamaisa, Musar, Chasidus, Avodas Hashem. He has Sichas Malav HaMalka. The man wrote and wrote. He was a Dayan and of Beis Din. He was the Rav of his community. In Bnei Brak, he lived a block over from the Stipler and Reb Chaim, and Chov Tfucha HaNeviyah. He would just sit all day and write and write and write and write. And when people call up with Shilohs, I was there twice, I think twice. As his wife would pick up the phone and ask him, this is the Shiloh, and he would answer in this way. He would save all the pleasantries, and he would just answer the Shiloh and go back to his learning. And his wife was his meshiv. So people looking for examples of women postcode, so here you have it. Rebbe Tzin Gishtetner would pass in a big Shilohs, because her husband would tell her what to say. In any event, so he was Rav Nasi, he was Mamish, Mashu. So this Rav Nasan was once asked by his doctor, at what age did you start being Mechadish? And he said, at the age of six. At the age of six, he started being Mechadish. We already have published Chedushim, right? He's already knocking with very high-level Chedushim as a teenager. So we already have published. Just unbelievable. You'll see the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer has a sefer where he's corresponding with the Gedolei Hador in Europe, pre-war Europe, when he's also a bacher. He's a bacher in Chevron, and he's arguing with Gedolei Olam, saying he's right in learning. He's being meshiv milchama shari. You just see these people; they're original. It's a beautiful, beautiful quality at a very young age. That's what we're dealing with over here. That's why I gave those examples. People who are very, very, it's a talent that you get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is not something you can develop. You have it or you don't. A little child is original or he's not original. So these children were very original. And therefore the Gemara says, Dafilu me Yoshua bin Nun lo et markavasai. No, there's a time Yoshua bin Nun. Because Yoshua bin Nun was a time Yoshua kamenei p'nei b'levana. It was like the moon he only received. But these children, you're right, they might not have the greatest hasagas in the world. I assume Nasan Gishtet was six. He wasn't necessarily being Mechadish Chedushim in the Ketos yet. Who knows? But maybe they weren't the highest level yet of Chidushim, and they weren't the largest amount. But he was already being Mechadish. So they're just learning Aleph Beis, but they're already original, and that's greater than the time of Yeshua ben Lehi, Yeshua ben Nun. Because the time of Yeshua ben Nun, it was only Pnei Levan, it was only received. But being Mekori is a Mashim Yuchad, being original. So the Mussar I would like to share is that we are all, in a sense, original in our etzem mahus, in our being, because we're all different. So there is nothing truer than true. There is no one newer than you. Okay, that's a little quote from Dr. Seuss. So be yourself, be original, be, in modern Hebrew they say, olginal, be an olginal. And if you're able to be original in learning, matoiv, but that's a matnas shemayim. You know, it can be developed as you get older. But some people have it more than others. But just being yourself, I think that's something that we can all strive for. And that's the mile of these kindalach. And now we'd like to get into the letters, what the letters mean. So this is super duper exciting. So please, 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 please stay tuned. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. We have a lot of beautiful Torah to share. Thank you for listening.